We're live at Macworld San Francisco 2006 with Derek Story, editor of Mac Dev Center. Ask him what stood out for him from the Macworld keynote this year.
Of all the announcements that Steve made, and boy, there were some darn good ones. The hardware, of course, is hard to overlook with the Intel processors now being in two Macs. But for me as a digital photography guy, I just think what they've done with iPhoto 6 as part of iLife is really exciting, and I think is probably being a little bit overshadowed because of the hardware announcements. They've made it easy to do photo editing, which is sorting, and picking out your best shots in iPhoto, and they've borrowed some of the best features from Aperture, which is basically a $500 application. They put it in iPhoto, which costs $79, and it has all the other applications bundled with it. So now you can edit in full screen mode. What that means is that you get to eliminate all the clutter of the UI and just look at your photo against a black background. And then if you want, you can bring in up to 8 photos total, side by side, without any clutter, zoom in, zoom out, and figure out which one is the best one, mark it accordingly, and then move on to the next. This is really high-end photo editing at a very low entry price. And I just think we need to tip our hat to Apple for doing that. And that was only one of the features. There's the whole RSS aspect, where you can share photos, iPhoto to iPhoto, but you can also publish it out as regular RSS. They improved the size of the library. You went from 25,000 to 250,000. All big deal stuff, and they've kept it a very reasonable price. I'm thrilled about it. I think they're doing a great job in this space.
That's Mac Dev Center editor Derek Story with what impressed him the most here at Macworld San Francisco 2006.